Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Jope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Jope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day.
Sports Radio 550.
All right, they let us back in after yesterday. We were allowed back in. Although, I guess yesterday was good.
I don't know. I got home, my wife said, "How are you?" I said, "Terrible."
Yeah.
And she said, you know, she got really, because I normally,
apart from my wife asking me how I felt the same way. Yes.
I normally do not give that answer. You know, it sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's just kind of, you know, whatever. Just like I'm talking to the grocery clerk. Sorry. I mean, I love my wife, but it's just like, I, sure. This is, you know.
We all do.
This is just perfunctory. How are you? Fine. What else is happening? Terrible. Her head snapped around to look at me like, with like, oh no! I'm like, no, it's just Sabres.
It's just the Sabres.
just Sabres. I yelled a lot. I gestured. I did things. I did the things that happen when we're talking about the Sabres for almost 4 hours straight. And I don't know. Yeah, I think it was good. The last two times we've talked about them, what is pleasantly surprising to me is that there are people out there that still want to be heard saying things about them.
I think, well, I know what you mean. I think every fan wants to say it, wants to be heard, but it's just like, it's different. You know, it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
They've just lost so much ground. They've lost so much time with their fans. And, you know, yesterday we're banging on Kevin Adams all the time, which I'm sure in yours too, in my case, I felt was, you know, was fair. But we have to win something. And he said that in the past, and it's no less true now. And he can't do that in June. You know, there's nothing in June that the Sabres have tried most things. They've never been able to get the big coach or the big GM. They just don't really try for that. They have tried at coach, I think, but never maybe came that close to pulling it off. Like, they're just not taken seriously in that way. But, you know, they have drafted well. I mean, that's one of the weird things, one of the dilemmas about the Sabres is that Eichel wasn't a bust. Reinhart wasn't a bust. You know, Dahlin is great. They've got these. They didn't miss one of those, but they still can't get there. Mm-hmm. So it's always been kind of a puzzle. One thing I liked about yesterday was trying to to Kevin Adams. I mean, Kevin Adams is a middle manager. The Kevin Adams thing is more about, like, why was he hired and why is he still there than who he is, you know? Like, He wasn't really qualified for it. He hasn't been successful at all by any measure. He hasn't been successful at all at it. It's been 5 years. Why are we still here? Mm-hmm. That's just, like, itself, I think, embarrassing to the Sabres. They must not think so. But I think of it more in terms of Terry Pegula and why would you – how – not why. How – those are not the same word, by the way, out there. How would you ever get to this point with as much power and wealth as he has? And if he does really care about this like he, I think, you know, told us he did and I believed it. I think everybody did. I think that was a very believable sentiment that he came across with when he arrived. Just how would you ever let it rot to this degree? And it's not like you can just win if you want to win, but the investment in it is just not there. I mean, there's no disputing that. Financially and, you know, whatever other ways there might be, like, it's just not there. There's no disputing that. It's obvious and real. And I just don't. I said yesterday, like, I've thought this for a long time and probably said it. I don't know. I don't think I would like to think I would never get to that point.
Right.
If I were an owner, which I'll never be. I think I'd be a good owner. I thought about this a lot today.
Oh, yeah?
Because yesterday happened and people were talking to me about yesterday. I'm like, I don't know. You should know I don't feel great about it either, but thank you. And, like, I did say yesterday, like, if you owned the team, would you ever really let it get to a point where people didn't believe you cared?
Right.
And no is my answer to that. You know, I would never let it get to that point. But it's at that point for him and for them.
I think.
And that would be something that whatever I had to do to change that, you know, do a press conference, make certain moves, whatever I would have to do to change that, I want to do.
When you brought... I don't know. We may have talked about this more than one time yesterday, but I know late in the show you made this sort of point about him and, you know, how he's perceived from out here and just what, you know, you said almost the same thing just now. And
I'm just hoping for it to be clipped again.
Right. what I think I said, maybe he's just really embarrassed. And I thought about that today. I haven't reached any kind of real conclusion about it, but I just know, you know, in your own life, in my own life, you know, there can be things, you know, that have nothing to do with owning a sports team, but that you know you should do, you know you should engage in, you know you have to repair something about a relationship or, I mean, I don't know, it could be even something around your house, but it's more interpersonal is what I'm thinking, and you just don't know how to start. You just don't know how to have the first part of the conversation. You're so worried about how you're going to come off to the person you're trying to bridge with. You're worried about the impact your first words may have on them. Like, whatever it is, you just... And in this case, he's dealing with, you know, a massively important community asset that people are passionate about. And it's gotten to the point where it is repetitive and embarrassing, and how do you take the steps to get to a place where you can be perceived as trying to fix it? I don't know. I mean, you can employ 10 people, one person, 100 people to advise you on how to do that, I suppose, and follow their advice and at least do something. Like, you have you can find your way to assistance on this that no one ever has to know about. But we just can't. So it only holds so much water that he could be embarrassed about it. That's what I'm. That's my conclusion. Is like, that should not be a reason to just sit by and watch it just continue to spiral, which is really all it's been doing since he hired Adams. I mean, once it became apparent, you know, 2, 3 years, however many years you want to give him, and he, you know, tough spot when you walk in the door and are faced with, you know, he didn't decide he wanted to trade Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart. You know, those decisions were made, I think, largely by the players. The medical thing, I think, was largely just a facade for Eichel wanting out of here. I mean, and the Sabres, I played ball with it. You know, they agreed to disagree on treatment, and that forced the appearance of this wedge, and like, okay, well, we have no choice. Either way, Adams didn't, you know, orchestrate any of that. He walked into that. Okay, good luck.
But what that was already was, like, why would Eichel have wanted to leave?
Right.
Why did he want to leave? Did you think when he arrived, that he thought he was not long for Buffalo and didn't really think it was worth his best effort? I don't know how, I never spent time with him to know, but like that, he probably thought, let's go get it.
Right.
And
you're going to sign me to an 8-year, $80 million contract, and you're going to do the same with my buddy over here, Sam, and we're going to do this, and you're going to fill it all out, and we're going to be great.
But he didn't. I think in time, he maybe became even convinced that it wasn't worth his best effort.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm getting jumbled up on the time. All I'm saying is, like, Adams, 2 years, 3 years, he started behind because of what he inherited and had to make, you know, he's tagged with making those trades, and whoever was the GM of the Sabres was going to make those trades. It could have been the most experienced guy on earth, and it could have been somebody who had no business in the job. Like, that's a pretty wide chasm there, but either way, the end result was going to be the same. And it's not like he got destroyed in those trades either, really. Tuck's an important player. Levi's a good prospect. The number one pick turned into Kulik, who might be this team's number one center next year at the age of 21, which is objectively hilarious, so I'm laughing. Anyways, at some point, way prior to now, you should have done something about it. This isn't working with him at the helm, but, you know, that has passed long ago, and we're going into year six. And whatever comfort the owner has with Adams has to be, I think, if you want to at least believe that Pegula isn't completely detached and would like to find a way to fix it, but just maybe doesn't know how, the comfortability with Adams has to be like at the top of the list, why he is still here, because his job performance has been as bad or worse than anybody else that preceded him and got fired in a way shorter time frame.
Yep. I think I'd be a good owner. I think I would know, like, how I would care about the perception. Is that something you can even know when you're not, like, a billionaire? Whether you would get in the, you know, get your hands dirty with fans, or, like, read, whatever it would be, listen to us. Like, is that something you think you would do in that lifestyle, if you had that life? I don't know. I'd want to do some of that. I'd want to know. Maybe I would just have a staffer who would do this for me. Like, just, what are they really saying? Like, what is this fan base? You know, Ralph Kruger, sorry, I should have warned you before saying that name, but Ralph Kruger, I mean, wasn't it cool that he said how he went to bars and talked to fans? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a great move. I'm going to be the head coach of the Sabres. Nobody knows who I am, probably. I'm just going to go sit down and talk to people about it. Like, that's kind of how I'd want to be as an owner sometimes. Just I'd want to be in touch, because I think it's important to be in touch. I said yesterday, too, like, I think I know what I don't know. So I wouldn't be somebody that would boss hockey, quote, hockey people around on, quote, hockey decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I love my numbers, so I'd want to make sure that got respected. Mm-hmm. I think that is respected with the Sabres, by the way. I mean, they've had a staff of people that are well respected in that, you know, in that genre, so to speak, but it hasn't meant playoffs yet, obviously, so that hasn't really paid off. I'd be that way, but I think I'd know my limits, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I would maybe have the right balance, but who knows? Like, well, it's just a different, it's a different world.
It is. The thing that's interesting about, like, positing the question, like, coming from that world, is it possible to, you know, stay in touch with, you know, the grassroots fan thing? That to me is more of a point that I would make if the kids were already in charge or something. Like, if Terry were 10 or 15 years older and there was already, you know, we're seeing this. Laura Pegula is at the Board of Governors meetings, I think maybe right now, with Pete Guelli. She's been on the scene for now a couple of years. That came up yesterday during Adams and Fortin's media appearance. But, like, the kids are growing up, I think, detached from a reality that, you know, most people are living. Terry did not. I mean, he worked and you know,
built an empire, right?
Right. I mean, he struck oil and was savvy enough business-wise to build an empire and become a billionaire. But, like, so can you forget on the way what that felt like? You know, maybe after, you know, once you graduate from NHL ownership and, you know, indoor lacrosse ownership to NFL ownership, maybe you're just like, I've left all that behind and I don't want to even think about how I used to feel about, you know, certain issues and different things because I'm now living over here, up here. But still, like, he came from, you know, a background that's pretty humble, I think, is the way I understand it. So I'm not sure I can really buy that he shouldn't be able to lean on that and recall that, like, how he felt sitting in his truck listening to this station to hockey games somewhere in Pennsylvania because he could get the signal on a bridge or whatever, however the story goes.
I mean, the guy called a Saturday morning show to talk about Joe Schmidt.
Right.
Let me just tell you that.
Right.
I might have been hosting it.
Yeah.
And I might have cut him off.
Yeah, well, the clock.
The clock.
I mean, the clock.
That's, the clock is
that's
the
our
clock.
Life. The clock's our life that rules us.
Rules all.
So, I don't know. You know, I don't know where I really wanted to end up there other than to just, you know, talk a little about him, you know, not necessarily being, you know, some silver spoon guy. I mean, I know he's living a life now that is certainly plush with that, but it's not like that's where he came from. So
it doesn't it seem, though, I mean, it's interesting to think about the Bills, too, and how well that has gone. And I think what it tells you, if one person owns the Bills and the Sabres, which is the case, what it tells you is how random it can be. And also, just like the Sabres themselves, what would it take? How much does it really take to sort of live in the middle in hockey, which the Sabres are not. Like, they're below the middle. They're at the bottom. I mean, money-wise, people-wise, no offense to Lindy, and he's won a lot of games, but, like, nobody else was hiring Lindy Ruff, I think, last year, respectfully. Like, I think it shouldn't be that hard to live in the middle. The Sabres managed to do it for much of their existence without spending anywhere close to the most money and hiring the best, you know, the most qualified or the mm-hmm. biggest names, you know, signing the best players. Most of the Sabres' history, it's not like they've won championships, of course, but they've not been this. Like, this is a new low where people just do not respect the level of effort or commitment that is being put into this organization, I think. And that's fans, and I think that's people all around hockey. I mean, the jokes are everywhere. Who hires a GM and gives him 5 years to make the playoffs one time and he doesn't and he keeps going? Like, nobody does that in sports.
No.
So I don't think it should be that hard. You don't have to be able to sign Brad Richards in his day or Mike Babcock to be able to sort of live sort of a medium life. What you do is, I think, if I can get away with saying it, is you hire the people that are just like the retreads crowd, and there's a lot of these guys that just get fired and they get rehired all the time. Coaches and GMs, it's always these same people, and the jokes are rampant there too. And they're right, they're righteous, but they know
enough about how to swim in the water to get you to, like you're saying, the middle.
Yeah, you just don't sacrifice a certain amount of credibility that the Sabres have sacrificed by not hiring the world's Ken Hollands, right? I forget the name of that Bruins guy. I'm forgetting the name
Peter
of that Bruins
Chiarelli.
Guy again. Peter Chiarelli.
The last time this came up and you couldn't think of it, I Googled.
Yeah, and I forgot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I found him. Yeah,
that's Todd McClellans of right. The world. Like, the Sabres are just not in play for those people. I think. I mean, could they be? Should they be? Yes, they probably should be. It does seem a little bit depressing to think like that. That's what they could be doing that would maybe make things better. But I think so. I think then it would be harder, if not downright impossible, to talk about like credibility on this in this way if they're hiring people that have had these jobs before, which other than the exception of Ruff, who's like a special case because he was already here for so long.
Yeah,
he's like from the legends bracket,
and now Kekalainen, but that's not even like the top spot in the organization.
But what is he?
Right.
I mean,
advisor,
did they win
or whatever it is?
Did they win? Not even close. Is he actually going to decide things? Maybe not. He's not going to live here. I don't know. I mean, the money's there. He was able to get him to come over, to not literally come over, but join for however many millions of dollars that cost. And does he even make decisions for the Sabres? Like, I don't know. I guess it's something. You're right. I guess it's something. I think I'd be a good owner, Bulldog. We'll never know. We will never know.
I
think I'd be good.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't know. We've been together long enough that I can remember, you've talked about the owner and how your dad told you when you'd be frustrated when you were younger about Ralph Wilson. And your dad would tell you, Michael, he would call you Michael.
I can't wait to hear this.
Michael, he owns the team.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
Right.
He would say that.
And so, you know, all these other people are temporary. You say this a lot. This is I'm no longer speaking as your dad to you.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping.
it could have gotten weird. They're permanent. Like, the owner is permanent. Everybody else is renting. He's buying. Like, he's here, and the GMs, the coaches, the players are all transient, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10, 12 years, you know, max. Usually much more on the low end of the 3, 4, 5 part of that is, you know, the average player and even managers and coaches. So the owner should, you know, assert their, you know, vision and, you know, be heard on everything. And, you know, I think that can be problematic. I like the idea of like the owner having the best interests of his fans at heart, but I probably need you to let hire the hockey people, and if you don't like how they're doing it, get some different ones, and just kind of get out of the way.
The owner is just so much in ways you don't even think about a part of the equation. He or she. I mean, if it's like this, you can't win. Like, you just almost have no chance of winning. You're not going to spend. You're not going to get the best people in the organization. You're going to cut corners all the time. What can you expect? Like that. That's really depressing. And that's where, again, I don't think it's so much Kevin Adams as it is sort of like the existence of Adams. The whole, you know, hiring him in the first place and keeping him on all this time is kind of ridiculous. It's just so inferior. And so, like, how can you really expect to win? And there are, you know, some number of sports teams that are like that in the world, and I guess you can do with that what you want. I mean, you can ignore it and just try to trick yourself into thinking that you can actually be great, or you can, you know, walk away, whatever. But it's a lot of it, right? The owner, I've said this many times, and I think it's right and important that the owner is the closest to us, even though he's the farthest away from us financially. He's, like you kind of just said, he's permanent. He's the one who is not going away. Coaches come and go. GMs come and go. Players. But the owner's there. The owner is the one you need to care like you do and to be, you know, in his own way, invested in, that's money, that's different things, so that you can have a chance. Because without that, you're a team just in the wasteland. And the Sabres are in the wasteland. They're just not a serious team. They're just not, you know, players, coaches, management, everything. The building? Yesterday, it was just a random coincidence. Yesterday, CBS Sports Radio had a topic on the worst-run sports franchises, and Maggie Gregg tweeted about it. I just mentioned the Sabres, and then somebody brought the Pirates into it, and one guy tweeted me today, he's like, at least the Pirates have a stadium that people love. People love the ballpark. Yeah. The Sabres have a, you know, dingy old building that's not interesting at all anymore.
That really has not been updated adequately.
No, that's right. Oh, we have a new roof. Great. Don't care. I mean, I know from owning a house, so do you. Like, there's things you have to do, but
right. I'm sitting inside. I guess the only time I care about the roof is when it's not leaking.
You know, right? Right. Here come some commercials, by the way, so you should definitely take roofs seriously. 803-0550. Today, Sam Monson will join us, and we'll talk some football with Sam. It'd be weird if we just talked about the Sabres with him. Lines are open for your calls. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.